Hey, for the last couple of days at this time, we've been talking roadworks in and around Ballarat. Started on Monday morning when Ian called through the truckie to basically say that the roadworks in and around Ballarat have come to a complete standstill, not much going on. That pushed into talk of the Link Road closure in the vicinity of the Mars Confectionery Factory, Mars Wrigley, as it's known nowadays, and why that Link Road had to be closed and what sort of priority works, quote-unquote, needed to be done by the City of Ballarat. And that pushed the Ballarat Courier to ask the question. Actually, they asked quite a few questions, but with no response. Well, I can tell you that the City of Ballarat has actually finally responded to the questions put to them by the Ballarat Courier, and they have blamed subpar Victorian government engineering standards as the overriding reason for the Ballarat Link Road priority works, which have led to road closures for the second time this month. The City of Ballarat spokesperson has finally become transparent and confirmed the substantial repairs, quote-unquote, that are costing ratepayers in the order of $100,000 consists of short-term asphalt patching works until more permanent repairs can be undertaken, meaning drivers should expect more Link Road closures in the coming months. The spokesperson added the works were surface-level repairs, primarily arising from the shallow depth of the road asphalt and did not owe to the pavement depth, that meaning the layer underneath the asphalt, which they said is stable and in good condition. The road was completed in 2018 by the City of Ballarat on behalf of the state government. And I've lost my place now. It's all right. I found it and is now managed by the City of Ballarat, according to that particular spokesperson, noting that the damage did not, contrary to common belief, owe its existence to the recent wet weather. Why we don't go to concrete like they've been doing in the United States for many, 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 many years. The one thing they're getting right over there, and they don't get the many things right in the United States, but the one thing they're getting right is the fact that they use concrete for their road systems. It's a lot more expensive, granted, but you don't need the maintenance like we see with our bitumen. Anyway, they asked a number of other questions of the City of Ballarat, and they have confirmed that it would not modify its position on liability for damage to vehicles arising from potholes or cracks in its roads. That policy, which derives its force from the Road Management Act, provides that it is the driver, not the council, who must bear the costs for damage of anything equal to or less than $1,460. Council is only liable for the difference between that threshold amount and repairs that exceed $1,460 in costs, meaning they would refund a driver $40 if the driver had received a repair bill of $1,500. And council's budget for the next financial year has allocated $11.2 million for road maintenance, an increase of $700,000. What of the other roadworks around Ballarat and district? Why have they seemingly come to a standstill, especially those out in Sabas, which are just killing business out there? We still don't have the answer to.